On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Across the line, right side, he'll launch it for three at the horn. He got it at the buzzer. To the rim, and he sends it down with the left hand. Right side shooting for the win. Got it! Bronson Koenig! Step back three straight on. Got it! Sam Decker. Bo Ryan will win for the 300th time as the head coach of the Wisconsin Badgers. Snaps off another three. Booked it. Oh, my goodness. Don't wake him up. Greg Kaminsky, a single game school record, 43 points.
I can't believe I'm going to say it, but here it comes. The Wisconsin Badgers are going to the Final Four.
Badger basketball is on the air. Today's game is brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Fabic Rents, for all your equipment rental needs throughout Badgerland. And by SeatGeek, official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. Welcome to the Badger Shootaround.
At the Kohl Center, as the Badgers close out the non-conference portion of their schedule, and also close out their 2023 portion of the schedule. Next up after tonight, they jump back into Big Ten play on January 2nd against the Iowa Hawkeyes. Alongside Charlie Wills, I'm Matt LePay. The Badgers in Chicago State. True confession, when I saw this on the schedule, thinking, oh, okay, into finals, you know, right before Christmas. And then the last couple of weeks, I've watched Chicago State. I'm going, uh-oh. I'm kind of intrigued about it. Or more than kind of. I'm very intrigued with this matchup tonight. How do you see it?
I am also very intrigued. Long, athletic, and sneaky quick. And that's probably the best way to describe it. Being able to rewatch the Northwest, because we were here broadcasting, I think, just after they beat them. And being able to rewatch that game, I was like, whoo. They've got some guys that can actually move up and down. And I think what's probably really good for the Badgers is that their two prominent big men are out right now, and I think that actually is going to be a good thing for Wisconsin.
Yeah, Matt Buehle and Ryan Buehle, both Florida natives. They played it with Overtime Elite the last couple of years. They're still going through all of the NCAA-related issues there, which is probably worth another hour or two, but they're not. They have yet to appear in a game, and they will not be appearing tonight. But they have a very gifted player who is on a path where he certainly could get into the NBA in the future. Wesley Cardet, 6'7", averaging about 19 points a game. Badgers by their hands full with this guy.
They are not only Wesley, but also Jayshon. Mm-hmm. He's got very similar game, where I would say Wesley's a little bit more silky smooth. Jayshon is just tough. Like, watching him play D off, I think he plays both ends of the court really well. So I'm really excited to watch them play tonight.
Should be a fun one, about an hour away from the opening tip. Wisconsin against the Chicago State Cougars. Coming up, we'll visit with Jesse Temple of The Athletic. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hey, it's Matt LePay. You're listening to Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball on WFHR, locally grown radio, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM, a Civic Media station. Download our free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Listen to Wisconsin Athletics all season long on your local Civic Media radio station.
Have you Googled yourself lately? Are there negative posts from an ex-employee or from a former client? Maybe an outdated news article or sensitive personal information about your family? Search engines don't always get it right. But right or wrong, it's your reputation on the line. That's where Reputation Defender by Norton comes in. One of the most trusted names in online reputation repair. Reputation Defender has been fixing people's search results for over 15 years. Their cutting-edge approaches help you to wipe away unwanted information in your search results. They also promote the good stuff, so that it rises to the top, helping you put your best foot forward. Your good name is too valuable to leave to the whims of a Google algorithm. Take control with Reputation Defender. You can start by getting your free reputation report card at ReputationDefender.com or call 800-803-5505 to speak to an expert. That's 800-803-5505.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you, too, can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
This is the Badgers pregame show, the final game of the calendar year for the Badgers. Final non-conference game as well. Big Ten games resume on January 2nd against Iowa. Chicago State, the opponent tonight, and we are joined by Jesse Temple of The Athletic. This is one of those games, Jesse, I was talking with Greg Gard earlier this week. When you see the schedule, you're going, okay, right before the holidays and the finals, Chicago State, and now you got a program that's won four in a row, 5 out of 6. They're on the hottest streak they've been on it in some 15 years. I don't know. Maybe it's just paranoia on my part. This might be a little bit more of an intriguing matchup than some would be led to believe.
I think this is a good thing for Wisconsin's basketball program, because it'd be very easy at this time of year to sleepwalk through a game where the students aren't necessarily going to be there in full force. There's finals going on. This is the only game Wisconsin plays between December 14th and January 2nd, as you mentioned, with that Iowa game. But now you see what Chicago State has done of late. They beat a top 25 program on the road in Northwestern, managed to hang on for a win against Valparaiso, another game on the road, and is coming off a couple other wins. Last one was a one-point win against Bethune-Cookman. So you can point to those games and say, this Chicago State team is not the team you thought it was 3 weeks ago, and you're going to have to play very good basketball and keep the momentum going.
It is game 17 for the Cougars as opposed to game 12 for Wisconsin. They're an independent, so they schedule the games. They jam them in there whenever they can. Well, one of the big stories with Wisconsin on the floor, and Greg Gard was asked about it, by Os Forsyth and by the rest of the media in the post game, is the ongoing issues with Connor Rasesian, just trying to get him back into some rhythm. He banged up his back in the season opener, and that certainly has set him back a little bit. But it seems like, Greg is pretty point blank about it, right? I mean, first things you got to do at the other end of the floor is defend a little bit. It still seems, I mean, and being an amateur psychiatrist here, I guess, but a lot of this, it just seems to be from the neck up with Connor. Would you agree?
Yeah, I do think there's something to be said for, look, AJ Storr comes in here. He's a tremendously talented player, and Connor is coming off the bench. I know that's how he made his hay early last season as a true freshman, but he got to a point where he was in the starting lineup. He was playing great basketball. Really, I think this started the last 12 games or so of last season, where you kind of hit that freshman wall. You had a bit of a shooting slump. But I thought he was in for a breakout sophomore season, and clearly we're not seeing that. He's only averaging 7 minutes a game. I think it can be difficult to get a rhythm, especially if you're only in for a couple minutes at a time. He's 5 for 21 on three-pointers. 23.8% is not what I would have expected from him. Frankly, I thought it would be double that. I mean, he is a 40-plus percent three-point shooter based on what we've seen. So it's clearly taking a lot more time than people anticipated, and Greg is not going to give him the leeway to just say, I'm going to throw you out there for 15 minutes. You're going to have to be able to execute defensively, even if your shot's not falling.
Yeah, that's part of the deal when you have more depth. You have more pieces you can turn to, where maybe this time last year you didn't have much choice. One of the things that Greg talked about preseason was, hoping this team could get to the – expecting this team to get to the free throw line more than a year ago, which it has done, especially at home. And that's they're getting there, Jesse, and they're knocking them down too. That's been a – it's not the sexiest thing. It's not a highlight package kind of deal. It's been really important for this team, hasn't it?
Very much so. 76.6%, you would take that all day for a program. Those are the points that can make the difference in a game. And I think the other thing is, who are the people that are getting to the line? You need the people who are your best shooters to get there. AJ Storr shooting 91%. Max Klesman has a bit smaller sample size, but he's shooting 93%. John Blackwell's at 86%. So those are the kinds of guys you want there. And I would say even Stephen Crowell and Tyler Wall, they're about 66%. That's not bad for your big men. So it's something that if they can ride this through Big Ten play, will make all the difference in the world in some of those one possession games.
Yeah, the last six games, Tyler Wall is like 16 of 19, so his percentage has really ramped up. But quickly here, the final minute, a big picture view of the conference. We know Purdue has, at least for now, created some separation, but Wisconsin maybe is in that conversation. If this is 2, 3, and 4, in that mix of the second or third best, maybe fourth best team in the league right now?
Yeah, I think so. I think this is a team that's quite capable, and honestly, the expectation at this point would be they could potentially earn a double bye in that Big Ten tournament, and that's a big deal in a league that's this difficult. But you're right, Purdue is clearly in another class, and after that, I think it's a toss-up. It's a lot of teams with similar talent that are going to beat each other up, but you hope that that makes the team stronger when they get to postseason play.
All right, he's Jesse Temple of The Athletic. Stay with us. Our pregame coverage continues. Up next, our Badger Spotlight. We'll visit with Kirk Penny. Coming up next, this is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life.
Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through!
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel, good squirrel.
While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL, no problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Monday, you're already late for work. You scramble, putting on pants while brushing your teeth in the dark. And you're starving, starving. But the only thing in the fridge, Friday night's leftovers. Oof. A three-day-old curry beef burrito for breakfast? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
This basketball season, let LRS be your MVP in the waste diversion and recycling industry. There won't be any turnovers when it comes to the services that LRS provides its valued customers, especially with services such as waste and recycling collection for businesses, roll-off dumpster rentals, and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction, renovation, or outdoor event. See the LRS difference by choosing the team with over 2,000 dedicated employees that puts trust and reliability first. LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader.
Hey, Siri, what's a shouse?
That's okay, Siri. I got this. A shouse is a building with the secure storage of a clary shed and the living space of a house. Combine the two and you get a shouse. We have so many options to create your very own shouse. Design your custom layout and choose from beautiful color and accessory options, all bundled with the industry-leading quality and warranty you expect from Clary. Visit clarybuilding.com today.
Badger fans, be there when Wisconsin football returns to Camp Randall Stadium in the fall. Secure your season tickets today and be in the crowd when the Badgers take on Alabama, Oregon, and more big opponents at Camp Randall Stadium in 2024. For more information and to purchase Wisconsin football 2024 season tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Our Badgers pregame show continues. Time now for our Badgers Spotlight. And tonight we hear from assistant to the head coach, Kirk Penny, a UW Athletics Hall of Famer, known as a terrific shooter. Actually, in his time at Wisconsin, he evolved into an outstanding all-around player, a member of the UW Athletics Hall of Fame. But make no mistake, he could shoot it. Probably still can, if you want the truth. I asked him, though, as he works with the guys individually at times, how much can you really adjust your shot during the course of a season?
Every coach has a differing opinion on this. My opinion is if you've got a shooter who's got a glaring flaw, you can address it and work on it. And if you've got a shooter who's really, really not making anything, sometimes it's like, well, let's start working on it now because you know, we can't get much worse, right? But also, I think for a good shooter, there are things that they're doing sometimes, and sometimes they're not doing and they're missing, and you start to see a bit of a rhythm of what's going on, and then you can just mention it, and they're like, oh, well, that really works. That really helps. Wow, I'm just... And I think, you know, Max came up to me after the Marquette, you know, first half or after the game, was like, man, that was, it's just something we talked about. It really, really helped. Now, I'm not taking credit for it. It's not. It's all Max. But I think there is some small things that you can just look at, and you, as you watch and evaluate day after day after day, you see some consistencies in why things are working and why they're not working. So I'm a believer that it depends. Mm-hmm. Is probably my answer.
Yeah.
It depends on the player, and it depends on the floor, and you move on from there.
You mentioned consistency. Another word starts with the letter C, confidence. If someone like when Connor sees a shot or two go down, does that in and of itself go a long way of getting him or any shooter who might be, you know, struggling a little bit? Just you see a couple times a ball go through the basket where the confidence level rises up, and then all of a sudden that shooter gets hot.
Yeah, I mean, it's... That's in line with consistency. It's the same. It's the same family. Where, you know, being a younger player, it's obviously much easier to be emotional, be fleeting, be, you know, not always trust yourself. But when you've shot the ball, you know, 10,000 more times, it's a lot easier to be confident in your shot. You know, which comes with age and experience. But right now, yeah, I mean, we know that, we expect that, and what's fantastic about this group, as opposed to last year, is the depth. So on any given night, if we feel like one guy's really got something cooking here, well, let's ride it a little bit, you know? And if on one night one guy's, he's not quite looking the same, and it could be he's a bit sick, could be something's bothering, could be anything, that's okay. We've got a little bit of depth, and we'll pick you up this week, and you'll be back next week.
And part of that depth, final thought, a couple of the newer faces, AJ Storr, John Blackwell. Give us your impressions, what you really like about those guys, and what gets you excited about them as they continue to evolve as players here.
All right, I think they've been fantastic. They've been fantastic. And I think for a freshman, and I can speak on this personally, coming in here and defending the way John Blackwell is defended, well, I couldn't do that. Now, it's been really impressive for a young man to have that sort of physical nature. The feel just has a really good feel. Obviously, his dad played at Illinois. There's some pedigree in there, but he's really been fun to coach and fun to see. Just take care of the little stuff, and then you know you're buying time early, and you're going to be on that court. And then what's happened is, you know, like that Arizona game, he was just, man, believes in himself. And then for AJ, you know, you've got a level of athleticism that we don't always see around these parts, and it's impressive. And it's just for him understanding good shots and bad shots. And, I mean, when he's cooking like he was at Michigan State, I mean, so efficient, and also changed the game for us and has the potential to take the team to new heights if he can get the fundamentals down and truly understand the little things, because he's got the X factor.
And then back to consistency, right?
But it's consistency, yeah. And I think the other thing to go along with consistency is efficiency.
Yeah.
You know, in the ACB, which is a Spanish league, it's looked upon as the best international league in the world after the NBA. The MVP every year is the most efficient player who scores on efficiencies, which means, you know, makes and misses all have way into the points. And I kind of had to learn how to be more efficient. You know, quantity scorers will struggle there. Quality scorers do well. And everything you do is efficient. It means every single play, you make the right play on that position. Whatever it is. Mm-hmm. It's the pass, it's the creation, it's the finish, it's which shot. And you know, as you develop as a pro, consistency, you got to bring it every night. You got to be consistent, because someone's right behind you trying to take your job. And then you've got to be efficient, because that's where winning's found.
And that's assistant to the head coach, Kirk Penny, and that is tonight's Badger Spotlight. Stay with us. Our pregame coverage continues with the Badger Notebook in just a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's topical.
Oh, no! Oh! Oh, we've been whammed.
We apologize to our wonderful, wonderful
listeners. All our listeners. This is the first time I've heard this song this year, so yeah.
Okay, almost made it to the 19th. I don't do we decide if that counts or not?
Yeah.
I think it does.
It's random.
It's
according to Seth's rules, it counts.
Weekdays from 8 to 10, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Did you know December 25th isn't just Christmas? It's also National Pumpkin Pie Day. This delicious dessert originated in the U.S. in the 1800s and really grew in popularity when it became a part of Thanksgiving, though the official day to celebrate pumpkin pie is still December 25th. Sounds like a delicious reason to enjoy it. Don't forget to add some ice cream or whipped cream for an extra special treat. I'm Terry Barr, and from all of us with the Civic Media Radio Network, happy holidays!
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action. Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Badgers pregame coverage continues. Wisconsin hosting Chicago State here tonight. Time now for our Badger Notebook with Patrick Herb. Well, once again, Bo Ryan is a candidate for the Naismith Hall of Fame. Bo is in a lot of halls of fame. It's mind-boggling that he isn't in the Naismith Hall of Fame, but he is on the list again. So hopefully at some point here down the road in April, we can talk about how happy we are that he is in the Naismith Hall of Fame, right?
Yeah, it's you can't win it unless you're in it, right? It's like the NCAA tournament. You can't win it unless you're in it. So yeah, it's a good step for him to be a nominee. He's been this several times. He's only been a finalist twice, I think, back-to-back years. Around, actually, one of the years was when the team was in the Final Four when he was coaching this team. But the last few years, he has not reached that finalist stage. And it's troubling to me. I know we've used airspace to talk about this on this segment in previous years, but I won't stop, and I know that it's really important to Coach Gard too, that he gets in that and gets in it soon, right? And we're not something that we do 20 years from now when it can't be appreciated. He deserves it. I don't need to list off his credentials here. I think everybody listening to this is probably very aware. I would argue that he should be in the Naismith Hall of Fame for what he did prior to his tenure at Wisconsin.
Without a doubt.
Four national championships at Platteville, absolutely. Winning his program in the 90s. Or you could say what he did at Wisconsin might be enough in itself either. But you put them together, and it seems like it's a no-brainer. So Rick Barnes is one of the new coaches who is now a nominee this year. Rick Barnes, fabulous coach. Probably belongs in it as well. But if you stack Bo Ryan versus Rick Barnes, it actually doesn't wash out. There's no reason Rick Barnes should be ahead of it. And so it'd be a travesty to me if Barnes gets in ahead of Bo Ryan like we've seen some of these other coaches. I was really glad Gene Katie got in last year for Purdue. Great step. He probably belongs. Bo Ryan belonged in before Gene Katie, if you ask my humble opinion on it.
They both belong. I think that's how I would put it. Gene Katie absolutely belongs. Bo should have been in a long time ago. But hopefully they'll get this right. And then you and Brian Butch, Charlie, can take a lot of credit for that.
Yeah,
for
sure.
For getting him into the Hall of Fame.
Absolutely, especially my elite scoring skills.
He would remind everyone he never made a basket for Platteville or for Wisconsin.
Right. I think something outside of just his coaching or record, I do believe that he deserves it for this mentality piece. He made you believe that you were the best person and player to be right there where he needed you, right? Like, he made you believe that. I think that, above everything else, that was his growth as a mentor. He could grow you that way. And I think that was one of the biggest takeaways I had playing with, and I only got 1 year with him. I wish I had more, but like, that part of it really stuck out with me.
Yeah, well said. That's well said. We wish him all the best. And he said, hopefully in a few months, we can talk about how happy we are for him to be in the Naismith Hall of Fame. Current team, averaging better than 73 points a game, almost 80 on the home floor.
Scoring is on an uptick here for the Fighting Badgers.
Yeah, in each of their last five games, they've scored between 70 and 75 points. Last game was Jacksonville State, 75 to 60. And so averaging 73.6, that's a big deal. It's not a big deal necessarily in terms of national landscape. That's where possessions come into play, that this team's never going to be one of the highest scoring teams. But if you look at it for our program, for Wisconsin, if they could keep that up, 73.6, that would be the highest scoring average for this program since 1994. Stu Jackson's second year when Michael Finley, who was just back last weekend, was the commencement speaker, was running around and they had 77.9 points per game. So we're talking about something that hasn't been done here in a long time. Again, they may not sustain it. Big Ten play tends to bring things down a little bit for every team, but they're also doing things from an efficiency standpoint that are worth recognizing. So they rank 11th right now in offensive efficiency in the nation. So we have ourselves a top 25 offense for sure. That's something we haven't seen. Top 25 offense here from efficiency since 2015. That year, the team went to the national championship and they had the number one efficiency team.
Still is in the Ken Palm era.
It's the highest ever. You're right.
Yes.
It's the highest ever. So this team is doing things that are giving them a chance offensively to put themselves in rarefied air. One of the reasons is they lead the conference at free throw percentage, over 76%. They're not turning the ball over a lot, but that's, we see that every year. Stephen Crowell is having a big impact, and in the offensive rebounding standpoint. So what Wisconsin's able to do from a second chance points is a big part of why that scoring average is up, is that they're getting those secondary opportunities. But you're right. Playing at home has been an advantage. 79 points per game and 27 free throw attempts per game at home. Huge number.
Yeah, and knocking them down at a high rate. Guys like Tyler Wall on an uptick right now. And, you know, the newer guys, A.J. Store, John Blackwell, as Jesse Temple pointed out, almost automatic here at the free throw line. Well, in a bit, Charlie's going to give us his keys to the game. What do you got, Patrick, for the keys against Chicago State?
Well, I think this is a decent matchup for Wisconsin, not just because Chicago State's a small program, Wisconsin's a large program, but there's three things that Chicago State excels at that they do really well. And one is that they get out in transition. They have 20% of their scoring comes from the fast break. That's 13th in the country on fast break percentage. What does Wisconsin do really well traditionally? Take away fast break opportunities. This season, they're allowing fewer than 8 points per game. They've only allowed double-digit fast break points four times. They've gone 3-1 in those games. Arizona was the only team to get them, and Arizona did get loose in the fast break. We can acknowledge that.
They're okay. Pretty good.
Second area that Chicago State does really well, getting to the free throw line. They have 357 free throw attempts, number one in the country in free throw attempts. This program has, Chicago State. They've gone to the foul line at least 20 times in five of their last seven games. Again, an area Wisconsin does well, not fouling, not putting other teams on the line. Wisconsin only surrenders 17 free throw attempts per game. The third one, Chicago State forces turnovers. They've been pretty good defensively, very good in terms of how their program has ranked recently. But getting in the passing lanes has been a key. They post 15% steal percentage, according to KenPom. That's sixth in the country. And they've been forcing almost 16 turnovers for contest, which ranks 34th in the NCAA. They had 18 against Northwestern. So again, what's an area Wisconsin does well? Taking care of the ball, just about 10 turnovers per game. So if Chicago State wants to pin their hopes on transition, getting to the line, and forcing turnovers, to me, that feels like a good area for Wisconsin to say, okay, we can do those three things. Let's go.
All right. We'll see how the Badgers come out. Final exam's wrapping up, but I think Chicago State has done enough lately. The Badgers are aware of what they could be in for if they don't bring it. He's Patrick Herb, and that is tonight's Badger Notebook. More of the pregame shows coming up. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com. That's WEABenefits.com. WEA Member Benefits is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
The countdown to saving Zion at Clary Building Corp. Get the best prices of the year right now at any Clary location or contact us for a free consultation on the building you have been dreaming about. Clary has a building for every stage of your life. Visit clarybuilding.com today to see all of the amazing building options we offer. Don't let the clock run out for big savings.
The big game. Family, friends, we know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
"What are you doing? Block him!"
he can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
Back at the Kohl Center, pregame coverage continues. The Wisconsin Badgers 8-3 overall, 1-0, of course, in the Big Ten against Chicago State. The Cougars, an independent program. They are 7-9, but winners of four straight, their longest winning streak since the 2008-2009 season, which was the last winning season for this program. But they have turned things around. The most notable win, the victory at then-ranked Northwestern, the first-ever win against a ranked team, the first-ever win against a Big Ten team for this Chicago State program. So they roll into the Kohl Center with a fair amount of confidence. I think that is safe to say. Stay with us. We'll check in with head coach Greg Gard, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming, Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. The first time I heard about biomarker testing was actually my husband. He just started researching about lung cancer.
And I found out about biomarker testing, and I'm like, why not? Let's try it.
I'm Dr. Jorge Gomez, thoracic medical oncologist at the Mount Sinai Hospital. Comprehensive biomarker testing is looking for either substances in the blood or mutations in some of the genes of the cancer cells that can help us identify special types of lung cancer that can be treated with what we call targeted therapies.
Letting my children know brought all of us a sense of hope. To give them hope that mom is gonna be around to see you grow up. And I promised them that.
Ask your doctor about how comprehensive biomarker testing before treatment may help you and your doctor decide on the best treatment for you. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
The Jell-O program starring Jack Benny.
The Johnson Wax program with Fibber McGee and Molly.
Craft Music Hall with Bing Crosby and his distinguished guests for this Christmas Eve.
Be our guests for the WFHR tradition of 30 hours of Christmas. Starting at noon on Christmas Eve, enjoy 30 hours of old-time radio, classic Christmas music, and special broadcasts of the Sunshine Polka Show, Seth Faces the Music, and Director's Cut. Exclusively on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM, it's a Merry Christmas from all of us at WFHR, locally grown radio.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy and foggy tonight with some drizzle and mist and lows near 40. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy, unseasonably warm with a high near 50. On and off rain for Sunday, record highs in the low 50s. Cloudy, windy, and rainy for Christmas Day, high upper 40s. It's 42 right now.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Badger Basketball is brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. And by U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank is a proud sponsor of the Wisconsin Badgers. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. Now back to the Badger Shootaround.
Pre-game coverage continues, joined now by Badgers head coach Greg Gard. And for those who will be at the game at the Kohl Center or watching on Big Ten Network, fans will notice the Badgers, the coaches, and many others will be sporting shooting shirts in honor of the memory of Walt McGrory, who passed away last weekend after a two-plus year battle with a rare form of cancer. The quote on this, it's something that Walt really clung to, right, Coach? The broken spirit doesn't stand a chance. That guy fought and fought and fought.
Yeah, he did, Matt. I mean, he really carried on, you know, his spirit as a that he had as a player with trying to fight for playing time and, you know, a couple of injuries that derailed him and his route to that or plan for that here when he was with us to get consistent playing time. But, you know, through that 2 years that he went through, you know, you just never found him in a bad mood, never found him with a negative thing to say. He was always trying to find the positive within it and that he was going to fight and battle and going to win this battle. You know, a group of us went up to the funeral today and got a chance to spend time with his parents and sister. And, you know, that was, it resonated through them too, just how much he wanted to, he wasn't going to quit on this. He just ran out of time. And, you know, for him, what he went through and the example he set for others, because he was constantly trying to find the shining light amongst all of this.
There's something about athletics too that goes beyond the score of a game, and the words like brotherhood and family are used a lot with reason. They're not just words, and I think what you just talked about is an example of that. And you know, once you're a Badger, you're always a Badger, and that's just how it is.
It is, and I think I've tried to convey to our guys all the time that, you know, this is a game. You know, life is going to come at you much faster. Life is going to come at you with a lot more adverse situations. Unfortunately, we've had our fair share here as a program over the last 3-4 years. But you know, we're on center stage where I have a spotlight on us under a microscope. So yet this goes on in life. Walt McGrory's not the only person with cancer, and unfortunately, it's too widespread. But I think for us, what we can do in our position is just try to use our voice and our, you know, position to help others. And Walt did that, and I think our players have tried to convey that message going forward, and this will help them as hard as it is right now for specifically for our older guys that played with him. You know, this will, you know, it puts in things in perspective, and I think it really makes you enjoy and maximize each day.
All right, we will take a break. We'll continue with head coach Greg Gard in just a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Normally, when we do a commercial, we talk about all of the options a Cleary building has. We talk about storing your toys or using it for a workshop, but that's not what I'm going to talk about today. I'd like to salute our remarkable team for giving the customer service you deserve. From our engineers to the folks pounding nails, we are proud of each and every one of them, and we think you will be too. So instead of talking about plenty of space for your vehicles, I hope you will give the best in the business a chance. Cleary Building Corp, since 1978.
It's the holiday time of year, so make your season merry and bright at your neighborhood bumper-to-bumper auto parts store. With over 300 stores to serve you better, you'll find a great selection of hundreds of unique Christmas gift ideas this year. Stocking stuffers, too, for every holiday wish and budget. You can also find whatever you need online at mybumpertobumperstore.com. Now that's bumper-to-bumper, where service is the difference. We get it. And thank you for shopping locally.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life. Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through!
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel, good squirrel.
While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
How do you master the game of basketball? With ingenuity. By creating new opportunities to turn post-ups into layups, spin moves into easy steals, press breaks into fast breaks. At UW Health, we use the same ingenuity to treat injuries. We built a team of the greatest minds in sports medicine constantly innovating for the future of sports treatment. As the Badgers' official team doctors, we're dedicated to delivering advanced care every day so any athlete can stay on their A game. UW Health. Remarkable.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
We continue with head coach Greg Gard. This segment presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. And this, we talked about this on your show earlier in the week. The Chicago State team starting to get some national play right now with the four-game winning streak, longest in some 15 years, 5 out of 6. And, you know, tough games, too. Obviously, Northwestern, they go into Loyola, or Valparaiso, I should say, and, you know, they're taking on all comers here.
They are, you know, and they've already played 16 games. So, you know, I think, you know, with being independent, not having a league, obviously they bounce around and play a lot of different opponents. But, you know, Wesley Cardet is really, he was National Player of the Week the week they beat Purdue, and that was no fluke. That was legit. I mean, he was really, really good. But they have other players around him. You know, really create matchup problems with how they attack you off the dribble from, you know, 4, if not sometimes 5 positions when they play a little smaller. So it'll be a good challenge for us here tonight to defensively stay in tune to our rules and make sure offensively we play through the paint like we do and what makes us good. We got to stick to it.
You look at the vitals, and 6'7" is as tall as it gets. But I've heard people describe this team as saying, there's more length than you think there. They've got an ability to turn teams over. There's something to be said for that. I mean, they've got some guys with, you know, kind of the long arm of the law who can create.
They do, and they fly around. You know, they all will come and try to contest your shot, and specifically in the paint. So that'll be, you know, another challenge and a test of our discipline tonight to play off 2 feet and to not tee it up for them, to try to get them in foul trouble, to shoot a lot of free throws. But I think the ingredient here for us to, you know, it has been so far and going forward, is we have to play through the paint, and it creates so much more for us. You think paint, you think only big guys, but we can play through a lot of, just get the ball at the rim and then make good decisions from there.
Lighter note, did I see Brad Davison back in town?
He is back in town for like 48 hours, like a quick a little 48-hour break. So he rallied every family member, I think, on both his and Tara's side, and has them back here tonight. So it's a 48-hour Davison celebration of Christmas here before he has to fly back to Spain. He's living the hard life over there, right on the beach.
Oh,
and
wow.
Also, life is hard for him right now. Tongue in cheek, I say that. But
yeah.
No, it was great to see him today. Looks really good. I mean, he looks like, obviously, he's playing.
Right.
He's having a phenomenal year, too, at a high level. So, but he looks like he's enjoying it, loving it, but he's happy to be back.
Not bad for a guy who I thought the playing career was going to end when the college career ended. And then he reconsidered. I think he made a good decision.
He did. So, I think he's liking that life right now.
All right, that's Badgers head coach Greg Gard. Stay with us. We'll look around the Big Ten, presented by the Big Ten Network, in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Happy holidays from WFHR. WFHR. It's that time of the year when you share Christmas cheer with people that you know. No matter where you go, you can always see a glow in the people you meet as you walk down the street. The magic really shows. Happy holidays from WFHR. With this song that we sing, we hope to bring happiness to your heart. And for the new year, we wish for you the best. Merry Christmas to you from WFHR.
Time to check out the Big Ten schedule presented by the Big Ten Network. Illinois, the 13th ranked Illini, in action tonight, taking on Missouri, that annual rivalry game in St. Louis. And the Maryland Terrapins maybe showing some signs of getting things back in order. They're 7-4 now, taking on UCLA. Mick Cronin's Bruins are 5-up and 5-down. Last night among the games, Michigan State took care of Stony Brook, 99-55. They led 48-12 at the half, so drama-free. Spartans have won 3 in a row, including a very impressive win against then 6th-ranked Baylor. That is our quick check around the Big Ten, brought to you by the Big Ten Network. We continue. Charlie will give you his keys to tonight's game, the Badgers and Chicago State. We're back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win days easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison.
Hey friends, Mats and Matt here for Brewpub Lots of Mats and Pizza. You know, so many people are stuck in the moat of mundaneness when it comes to their frozen pizza choice. Same cardboard crust, flavorless sauce, second-rate cheese, you know, all the assumptions of a frozen pizza. Well, it's time to ditch the downer and throw out that theory by diving into a Brewpub Lots of Mats and Pizza. Thin, cracker-like crust, a bold, tasty sauce, high-quality meat and veggie toppings, and bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning mozzarella cheese. There is nothing humdrum about a Brewpub pizza. See for yourself. Snag one today from the frozen pizza section at your local grocery store.
At Shields, we know the basketball season is a full-court press from tip-off to final buzzer. Each game presents an opportunity to see your Badgers take the court and compete for the win. So be there for every second to show your support head-to-toe in Wisconsin red and white. Shields has partnered with the Wisconsin Badgers to provide your favorite fan gear. So visit Shields in-store or online to start every game with a slam dunk. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin athletics and basketball fans everywhere.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Pre-game coverage continues here at the Kohl Center. Time now for our keys to the game. And for that, I turn it to my partner, Charlie Wills.
Okay, I'm going to go with guards theme. Get it in the paint. Last eight games,
258 points to 190 points versus their opponent. So I like that advantage, especially with their with the Badger size, rebounding advantage as well. But that also depends on staying down. Just like, again, Coach Gard said that at the beginning of the broadcast. They got to stay down, got to stay efficient, and give them head fakes, because we get them in a little bit of foul trouble, then they're going to probably have to back up and not be as aggressive.
All right, those are the keys to the game. Should be a fun matchup tonight. The Chicago State team comes in hot and really just trying to get back on the map, and it has done that here in the last couple of weeks. Stay with us. We're back with the starting lineups presented by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Is it Saturday night yet? Hey folks, Jimmy K here. Join me, Rocker, and Terry Barr for Max Inc. Saturday Night. It's your weekly look at the Wisconsin music scene with a lot of fun, debut music, interviews with the artist, and live in the lair. It's Max Inc. on Saturday night across the Civic Media Radio Network, Saturday night, 6 to 10 p.m., and grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Check out the UW Health Injury Update. UW Health Sports Medicine treating the Badgers, treating you. Well, a couple hours ago, the Badgers had listed Marcus Zilver as questionable. He's going to be sitting this one out here tonight. 6'9 junior from Estonia, not available here for Wisconsin this evening. Everybody else up and running and good to go. Now let's get to the starting lineups brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. First for Chicago State, Gerald Gillian is the head coach. He is in his third year. The South Florida native has 10 players from Florida on his roster. We mentioned this four-game winning streak, the longest such winning streak for the Cougars since the 08-09 season. His starting five made up of Noble Crawford, 6'5 junior, averaging 6.5 points, nearly 4.5 rebounds, a couple of steals a game. Cameron Jernigan is a 6'7 junior. He's out of Gary, Indiana, 2.5 points per game, making his sixth start of the year. Jashawn Corbett, 6'7 junior, 13.7 rebounds. Brent Davis, 6'3 junior. He's out of Miramar, Florida, 9.5 points, 3.5 rebounds, 2.5 steals. He has 41 pilfers through the first 16 games for Chicago State. And their marquee player is Wesley Cardet, 6'6 junior out of Tallahassee, averaging nearly 19 points a game, 5 rebounds, and better than 2.5 assists per game. And that's your starting five for Chicago State. For Greg Gard's Wisconsin Badgers, same five as usual. Tyler Wall averaging about 11.6 rebounds a game. Steven Crow at 12.7 points, 7.3 rebounds, and 2 assists per contest. A.J. Storr, the 6'7 sophomore, averaging 13.7 a game, about 3 rebounds as well. Max Klesman, 6'4 junior, better than 7 points per game. And Chucky Hepburn, 6'2 junior from Omaha, averaging 9.5 points, 3.2 rebounds, 4 assists per game. The last 4 games, Chucky has 22 assists compared to just 3 turnovers. In last week's game against Jacksonville State, he got a lot of things done beyond the points. He had 7 points, but he had 4 dimes and 5 steals in that game. And those are your starting lineups brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. This is the fourth time these programs have met. Wisconsin back in 2017 got out an 82-70 winner against Chicago State. We mentioned the Cougars with that win a couple of weeks ago against last week against Northwestern. Now 1-38 all time against the top 25, and it's facing another top 25 opponent in the Wisconsin Badgers. I mentioned Gillian. They've been getting progressively better under his watch. They won 11 games last year. They are 7-9 going into this matchup here this evening. The opening tip presented by Odyssey Greek Yogurt is just moments away. Jumpstart your day with thick, creamy, all-natural Greek yogurt with real flavorful fruit. Odyssey Greek Yogurt. We're back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
It's time for the Make the Holidays Bright sales event at your local Ford dealer. Get special offers on our adventure-ready Ford SUVs or on our great selection of Ford trucks. Choose from a large inventory of Ford vehicles equipped with technology, space, and flexibility for any season. And let Ford make the holidays bright, bringing everyone together. Visit your local Ford dealer today during the Make the Holidays Bright sales event.
You're at the game with your girl, and you're going to pop the question. So you take a big swig of overpriced liquid courage. You pull the ring out of your pocket, get down on one knee, and then she says,
I need to go to the bathroom.
And you realize the whole stadium is watching. Proposing on a Jumbotron? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
At Shields, we know the basketball season is a full-court press from tip-off to final buzzer. Each game presents an opportunity to see your Badgers take the court and compete for the win. So be there for every second to show your support head-to-toe in Wisconsin red and white. Shields has partnered with the Wisconsin Badgers to provide your favorite fan gear. So visit Shields in-store or online to start every game with a slam dunk. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin athletics and basketball fans everywhere.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A Midea ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, Midea can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MideaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Any team can be conquered with the right playbook. It takes human ingenuity to craft and adapt the plays that will defeat even the strongest opponents. The moves that dominate on the field, the court, the ice. And cancer treatment is no different. That's why UW Health Carbone Cancer Center uses ingenuity to combat complex cancers. As the number one cancer hospital in Wisconsin, we're proud to write the playbook on fighting cancer so you always have the number one team in your corner. UW Health. Remarkable.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/PoweringBeyond.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, Badger basketball is on the air. It's time to turn up for tip-off on Wisconsin.
Klesman off the right wing, and the lane goes up left hand. Good off the glass. Snaps off a three, right side. Book it! Chucky Hepburn for three. Crowd to the rim. Slam dunk.
Badger basketball is brought to you by Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. And by Menards, save big money at Menards, proud partner of Badger basketball. Tip-off is just moments away. Let's go courtside. Here's the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
Thank you.
from the Kohl Center in Madison, alongside Charlie Wills, our engineer Dave McCann, and Ryan Clark back in our network studio. This is Matt LePay. We welcome you to Wisconsin basketball as the Badgers have their final non-conference game of the season. They go in 8-3 overall, 1-0.